Time now for your letters. We had a letter about last week's letters. I confess to a grammatical mistake because I'd said Dan and I rather than Dan and me. We got lots of notes complaining about my mistake, but this week, Ben Cooper of Minneapolis says I should have stood my ground. There are two kinds of grammarians, prescriptive and descriptive, he writes. The prescriptive kind, mostly rank amateurs like me, try to tell people how they ought to use the language. The descriptive kind confine themselves to describing and systematizing how folks actually speak. For many years now, a large number of Americans have been using the subject I in compound objects just as you used it. There's little doubt that the origin of this usage lies in the nearly universal memory of being chastised for saying him and me were just playing. Take that, America. On last week's story, on the company in Tasmania that makes writing paper from scat, and I don't mean singing, of various Australian creatures from kangaroos to wombats, Joe Edgel of Tacoma Park, Maryland writes, I was rolling on the floor and I might even buy their paper. Oh, but don't expect me to get it anywhere near my mouth. Betty Dorco from Albuquerque has missed where I've been running my mouth recently. She writes, whatever happened to Scott Simon's essay right after Daniel Shore's commentary? I really missed that. Thanks for asking. In recent weeks, we've moved it to the first hour around the same time where I made another error last week. I characterized Mahatma Gandhi as a Cambridge-educated lawyer. In fact, he studied law at University College London. Send us your comments by email, our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. Or you can reach me at NPR Scott Simon on Twitter. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. B.J. Litterman playing two keyboards at once. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.